Greater Victoria is at a tipping point, and without urgent and coordinated action, the region's economy risks falling into further stagnation, warns the South Island Prosperity Partnership, SIP. This warning comes from the report Igniting Momentum, released by the Rising Economy Task Force on September 23. SIP assembled the Task Force, a coalition of 35 business and nonprofit leaders from across Greater Victoria, in March 2025 in response to escalating geopolitical tensions with the US and the potential impact of tariffs on the local economy. The data shows systemic looming threats that could lead to stagnancy, said Dallas Gislason, SIPP's executive director, regional economies and lead of the Task Force Secretariat. Notably, BC, for the first time in about 20 years, has entered a period of net out-migration. 77% of those leaving are under the age of 40, Gislason told Victoria News. Those folks say there's affordability pressure around housing, which we all know about, he said. But they're also saying they don't see a path to career growth. Wages have stagnated, and so young people under 40 are seeing an opportunity to move to other parts of Canada or elsewhere for their careers. Due to Victoria's older demographic, one of the highest proportions of populations over the age of 85 in Canada, this could lead to declining services, most notably in healthcare, but also affect businesses, services and hurt the tax base. The point is, the time to come together on this stuff is now, he said. This report is not finger-pointing, it's really a collaborative call to action. We know these issues exist, and we want to collaborate across sectors. There are lots of opportunities to build from. The report notes a convergence of pressures facing the region, including global trade uncertainty, affordability challenges, productivity decline, labor shortages and mounting pressures on small businesses and commercial districts. Single-family home prices have surged 47% since 2019, and the living wage has climbed more than 30% in just a few years. Commercial leases have risen 65 to 100% for some small businesses. It also notes that BC ranks below 47 US states in GDP per worker and that the vibrancy of downtown is undercut by remote work, affordability and public safety challenges. Victoria's largest employer, the BC government, is facing a challenging fiscal environment, which stagnates the regional economy, Gislason said. The report offers more than 100 recommendations to all sectors and levels of government. It also highlights the strengths of the region, which include tourism, the ocean tech economy, a globally recognized quality of life, and a thriving tech sector, now Greater Victoria's largest driver. We have great assets, Pacific Navy, post-secondary institutions, scientific research, government, Crown Corporations, BC Ferries, Viking Air, Schneider Electric. If we bring these together, we can build the future, Gislason said. The report also calls for the 13 municipalities and 9 First Nations that make up Greater Victoria to work together. The issues facing the City of Victoria are everyone's problems. By coming together, we can leverage existing resources without necessarily spending new money, Gislason said. A unified economic strategy across the board could also lead to more funding. Pacifican, an agency that specifically works as a funding partner for economic development in BC, is in a position to invest federal money directly into a plan, if strong and unified, Gislason added. The report's other calls to action include investing in public safety and social programs, recruiting and retaining healthcare and essential workers, and creating conditions for private sector investment. That means creating conditions that incentivize businesses to invest in research and development. When it comes to housing, the report applauds the Build Canada Homes initiative from the federal government. But it calls for more formal, structured processes between different levels of government, along with more investments in critical infrastructure to support growth plans. The overarching message of the report is that it's time for change. The time for business as usual is over, said Aaron Stone, Task Force Chair and CEO of SIP in a press release. The choices we make now will determine whether today's challenges hold us back, or propel us into a future of shared prosperity. It's not an immediate crisis we need to solve tomorrow, Gislason added. But it is showing us that systemic looming threats, when combined, could lead to stagnancy, keeping us lingering in the middle instead of being a place full of opportunity.